We're having a poker run. Registration starts at 8 tomorrow. First group leaves at 9. We run about a 100-mile run, and we do this for a fundraiser for Marissa, which is for our special needs young adults. This will be our 8th annual.
Really?
We always hope for a good turnout. We're inviting everybody to come on out if they can ride with us. If not, just come out and enjoy the festivities, which start a little after 2 tomorrow, probably wrap it up about 5. Registration, like I said, we really want the riders out there because everybody always has a really great time.
Can I just throw this out there?
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine 34 for tomorrow, and the trails are in good shape.
That's a good ride.
How's
today,
that? I think.
That's great. Did you order that?
Absolutely. As soon as we talked yesterday, we placed the order.
We brought this in. There it is. It'll be all set for you.
And the trails are in really good shape.
Tell us about the ride. Yeah. What is the ride? Where are you going? Where are you stopping?
Okay. Like I said, we leave the dry dock. We'll make stops at the Snowmobile Club, Gwynn, the lake, Chatham. And we always stop at Laketon Land. Nobody's ever been out there. It's worth just a ride. Just go to Laketon Land for all the sculpture that Tom has out there.
And then culminating back at the dry dock, but you've got a lot going on there as well in terms of people can find out more about Marissa and what you've got going on. Well, what is happening back at the shop, so to speak?
Well, like I said, when we get back there, we have a lot of gifts, prizes that we give away for everybody that participates will win something or get something. And then we do our presentation to the Marissa afterwards. One nice thing about this Marissa that a lot of people, if they don't know, through the years, they're kind of lead sheltered lives. Some of this money goes through school supplies, computers. They usually take a trip like to Green Bay or Traverse City. And some of these kids, that's the first time they've ever been out of Marquette County. So it's really something that the kids really enjoy.
This works as a fundraiser. How? How exactly are you raising the funds through the process?
Well, what we do is area businesses and individuals, where they want to give a cash donation or where they give prizes that we're able to raffle off at the day of the event. And that's how we've raised the money through all 2 years.
Well, I'd say 8 years running, this has got to have been not only successful, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, on both aspects. It's a great time. Never heard anybody that's had a bad time. We've had people come from as far away as Minnesota, downstate Michigan, to just participate in this ride. So it's a great time.
So again, what is the schedule tomorrow? And you're asking folks, anybody listening this morning that wants to take part can, right?
That's exactly right. We start at 8 o'clock once again. First group will leave about 8:39, and then we leave in 15-minute intervals after that.
About how many riders have you had over the years?
We average usually 60 to 80, somewhere in there.
Yikes.
That's a good ride.
That is a good ride. And again, plan for it. It's a full day. And again, things start early. And then, of course, the fun at the dry dock after that. And you
I will
get
be
to
out
go
there
sample
for a while.
Some food tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's a sacrifice, but I'm willing to do it for a good cause. You know,
just make sure they put extra jalapenos on his pizza stand.
It is a fun ride, a 90-mile fun ride for all ages. It starts at 8 o'clock. You can register at Stan's Dry Dock in Harvey tomorrow morning and runs through the morning. And then, folks, just through the day, we'll be coming into the dry dock, and you'll have food and other enjoyment there, and some prizes and whatnot, and a good day for a good cause.
That's right, Walt. I sure appreciate you gentlemen having me on this morning.
Happy to do it, and I know Walt hanging out at the dry dock.
I know
it's a stretch.
It's
I know,
a reach.
But,
you know, I wonder if Cantrill's going to be there, but that's another story. We'll talk
actually,
about him later.
You'll check in with folks. Walt will do some live breaks from the dry dock afterwards, and of course, even if you're not a rider, people can take advantage of this.
Yeah, sure. They can come in and enjoy the festivities. And like I said, it's for a really great cause.
And again, it's all to benefit Marissa Stan's Dry Dock. And that's in Harvey, just along US 41 South there. Right on the trail.
Right on the trail.
Right on the trail.